Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTille along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. You can follow her at Listen In with KNN, Kelsey Nicole Nelson. She's the Washington, D.C. Sports Media Person of the Year. And if you don't believe me, I got a guy from the Bayou who took a picture over there at the White House to prove it. So, Kelsey, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it. How about that? You go to the White House and you get your picture took by some coon ass from the Bayou. Ain't that something?
You know, I've lived a privileged life. I'm very blessed, Mike. Just very, very. And it shows you how life always goes 360. I absolutely love it. But thank you both for having me. Glad to be back.
When he took the picture, he was like, Mike, I'm trying to picture where I've seen this gal before. And he said, you know, and then he said, all of a sudden it popped in my head. Oh, I know where. And so he had to call and tell me about it. So again, congratulations. Kelsey.
Thank you so much.
I know we're going to get into Jaden and the kid and what's happened in Washington. A little bit about Baltimore right off the bat. A huge game, but you think about what Derrick Henry has meant to this football team, and he's not a young guy by any stretch. People say he's taken some hits, and the only thing I can tell him is he's also given a lot out. He has brought to the table a power running game, and he turns power into speed. And if you don't think he's fast, look how he's outrunning these 190-pound defensive backs out into the open field. He is a real freak of nature. As an athlete, now he trains his butt off each and every year to get ready for the grind of the NFL. But boy, has he been a huge addition to the Baltimore Ravens, and it didn't cost him a ton of money.
You know, Derrick Henry, and you know, you think about why everyone was so excited when he said he's coming to Baltimore, because everyone already knew what a dual threat Lamar Jackson was. Mike, I mean, Derrick Henry is 1 year younger than me, Mike. Like, but the way he runs, the power, hard hitting running that he does, the mean stiff arms, which if you're a defender, you do not want to be on the other end. Derrick Henry is a guy that does not miss the gym. He does not miss weight training, and he's very, very into his health, right, and keeping his body active. So that's what I think the age factor doesn't come in, because he's very disciplined and very regimented, right, and being the best. But he wanted to come play with Lamar Jackson, and you think how dangerous he is. And Baltimore, remember, Baltimore is a team that has been known for their run game. They love to ground and pound the football, and Derrick Henry fits right into that philosophy. And I think what, you know, why the Ravens are one of the most dangerous teams running the ball, you think what he can lead, and then Justice Hill, who I don't think gets enough credit, also being great. You think about Keaton Mitchell as well, who, you know, since his career has come into a little bit of an injury, but Derrick Henry really is that spearhead of it. And then with Lamar Jackson at his best, it's just so dangerous. And like you said, he's so hard to stop. He's so hard to bring down. And sometimes he does start slow in some of Baltimore's games, but when he gets going, he gets going, and he still has those breakaway big runs. You know, to quote Lamar Jackson, I do think he's Lightning McQueen from Cars all the 90s kids and everyone should remember that, that whole franchise. But he's just so hard to stop. And, you know, he is the guy that can get into the end zone. So all in all to say, he is the perfect recipe. And a shout out to Eric DaCosta and this Ravens franchise, because they knew they needed something. And I think Derrick Henry really has been a spark in Baltimore that really wants to finish unfinished business from last year. That taste of Kansas City is still in their mouth. So they feel like this might be the year with the addition of Derrick Henry.
Okay, to beat a man, you got to beat the man, but you got a game before you face the man, so to speak. And the buildup for this Ravens-Buffalo Bills game is enormous. You're not talking about a championship game now. The winner goes to the championship game. But, man, you talk about a rough road to get to the point where if Kansas City beats Houston, I think most people feel that'll be the case. Got to play it first, but boy, that is going to be a hellacious football game between two teams, two great quarterbacks. I think one thing Joe Brady has done with Buffalo, he's brought them a running game. It just is not all Josh Allen. But I think all eyes this weekend is going to be on Baltimore-Buffalo and for that opportunity to play the man the next week.
My gosh, how lucky are we as football fans that we get this matchup? And like you said, it's just like the two best teams. We have the two picks that everyone's talking about for MVP. And I think for Baltimore, like you said, I mean, I think if they're able to do what they did previously against Buffalo, and I don't think it'll be that same type of game. Both these teams are in different positions now. But I think especially for Baltimore, you know, you think back to the first time they played Buffalo, you know, Derrick Henry just obviously getting used to this Todd Monken offense, right? And what Baltimore truly is trying to become an offense, that offensive identity. But I think the biggest thing that we're talking about in Baltimore is what they've been able to do on defense. They're talking about cornerback Nate Wiggins, our Darius Washington, a guy that doesn't get talked to enough. You know, all pro Marlon Humphrey, who's beloved, you know, on that defense. Roquan Smith and all these guys, but the changes that they were able to make. Kyle Hamilton, who I think other than that, you know, who Kyle Hamilton was in so strong, so young, Kyle Van Noy, like all these defensive guys who finally it seems like it's coming together. And I think especially since that bye week, Baltimore really finding that footing. But, you know, when you think about Baltimore's rushing attack, and I know the Bills can run the ball as well. And then what Lamar Jackson is able to do. I mean, Lamar Jackson made history, folks, this year. You think about it in terms of passing and running and the touchdowns. Like, he just seems to get better and better at the right time. So on both sides of the ball, them being so strong. And I think something that a lot of people have to think about, too, is that you think about back when they played the first time Baltimore's offensive line, right, and some of those young guys really just starting to mesh together. And so I think the fact that they've got to grow throughout this season, and I know there's a lot of talk about Zay Flowers, who probably won't be in the game since he was not at practice today, so very low optimism, but Rashad Bateman, who has really stepped up as of late. And then you think about the weapons, especially at tight end, you know, Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews, who has, I think, really shown the world, like, don't forget about me, and I'm still one of the top tight ends. Baltimore is dangerous, Mike, and there's a lot of excitement for this team. And so I think it's going to be a good game. Like, I think this is probably going to be the game that you're not going to want to miss. You're going to find a way to watch this game. But, you know, on the other side of the ball, like I said, Buffalo can run the ball. I mean, Josh Allen, dangerous on his legs as well. So it's really going to be up to Baltimore to see if they can still show this, you know, this defensive identity that they've been able to gain after ranking last, right, when the season started, Baltimore really being a laughing stock on defense, and really showing, you know, how strong their secondary defense can be. They can get, you know, win the battle up front in the trenches. So super excited for this one. And I'll tell you, Baltimore, the fans here are feeling on a high. They feel like this is the squad that can finally overcome that playoff hump and hopefully get down to you all in New Orleans.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelsey, I know you got some Southern roots with you, but you grew up in that Baltimore, Washington area. The thoughts on Jaden Daniels and what he's been able to do sort of off the field, because we see what he's doing on the field, that he has been kind of the jumper cables on the battery for this franchise. I grew up watching, when the then Washington Redskins, they were in old RFK. And that place was rocking because Joe Gibbs and those football teams were so good. And if they caught you, man, it was really, really loud. Off the field and covering the Commanders, can't think in the last maybe 15, 20 years of one guy that's put more oomph on that football team than Jaden Daniels.
JD5 is the most popular guy in town, Mike. I mean, everybody loves Jaden Daniels and what he's been able to do. And you said it. I mean, just a calm, cool, collected guy. We talk about him like this. And they literally just in D.C., his mom just got surprised with a custom jacket to wear to the game in Detroit. Like, everybody is buying in to Jaden Daniels and what he brings in so young. I think, I think that's the biggest surprise of everything. Like, a rookie who somehow has made a city that has been through so much, peril and turmoil with this franchise. You think about it, again, I talked about that last time they went to the playoffs, I was working with the team and they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at that time. And Tom Brady leading that team and Taylor Heineke at quarterback. And Taylor Heineke was a guy that people didn't fully believe in at the quarterback position. And then last time they won, like you think about almost 20 years ago. So the fact that he's been able to really help revitalize this squad. You have guys like Terry McLaurin, very veteran, trusted, accomplished, talented wide receiver. Talking about Jaden Daniels, emphasis and importance. Zach Ertz, another veteran guy. So, he's made everybody just talk about football being good in Washington and actually being able to believe in what they can do. And, Commanders knowing that even though they're an underdog, they feel confident going into these games, like because of Jaden Daniels and knowing, when it's, you think about this team and what they can do on fourth down, right? One of the best teams going, converting fourth down. You think about what Dan Quinn has been able to bring in terms of just this team having an identity again and guys really believing in the locker room and having those issues and really guys being able to step up. I think it's been exciting. And I think the great thing about Jaden Daniels too is like, you never know who's going to be the next guy to step up. And, though the running game struggled in that last game, anything that happens, Jaden Daniels has a remedy for. And I think that's what's been so special, Mike, about Jaden Daniels. And again, doing it, not trying to gloat in the glory, but he just wants to get back to work. After every game, he's ready for the next one. And so he's been really, really fun for this D.C. community to rally behind. And, it just seems like everything good is happening right now. You talked about the stadium earlier, Mayor Bowser. And now President Joseph R. Biden signing into law that D.C. RFK Memorial Stadium Campus Revitalization Act, which gives the keys back to the city. And so now fans even maybe being like, maybe Jaden Daniels will one day play in D.C. I mean, there's just so much excitement around this team. I can't remember the last time D.C. got to be happy, this happy for football.
And then Kelsey, you know, I saw a post earlier from NFL Game Day calling Jaden Daniels the cardiac kid. And there's a couple stats I wanted to read off here. Because if you look back at Wild Card Weekend, it was all blowouts except for the one game that was competitive, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders versus Tampa Bay this past weekend. And Jaden, apparently in fourth quarter slash overtime throughout the 2024 season, his team ranks first in points per game in those situations, 9 points per game. He has a 71.8 completion percentage, which ranks fourth, 13 passing touchdowns first, 116.2 passer rating second. So when games are competitive, it's tight, it's the fourth quarter, the rookie quarterback ranks top five in all of those statistics. And Dan Campbell was asked about him earlier. He said, quote, "He's dangerous. He's dangerous. He poses a major threat. He does not play the position like a rookie quarterback. He's composed. He understands how to progress. Mm-hmm. He sees the field well. He can buy time with his legs. He's a dangerous runner. He's smart. You can understand how he knows how to run that offense and what they're asking him to do." And then he goes on to talk about Terry McLaurin and, you know, the offensive line and everything like that. But what Washington fans have seen all season long and what NFL fans are just starting to see, Jaden Daniels, the poise of this young guy, when things get really tight and really tough late in games, he just finds a way to make the play to help his team win football games. It's been very exciting to see from such a young player.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the quarterback carousel that Washington had been on prior to Jaden Daniels. You know, fourth down used to be real scary here because you didn't know if you could trust that quarterback guy, but you talked about it, Washington really being the best team in the NFL. When it came to success on those fourth down conversions, and that's props. You know, I think we see the same thing in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh in terms of just trusting the quarterback. And that's the same thing with Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels. Again, everybody trusting him on the squad, all the veteran players around him. I think he's really made the difference, right? We talk a lot about quarterbacks, National Football League, and what they mean, but Jaden Daniels has really been the glue that has held everything together here in Washington. And, you know, and it's like when the pocket collapses, what does he do? He can run and take off. He will make your defense pay. And I think what's so exciting is the ceiling. I mean, this is the first go around, and we know it's only going to go up from here. You know, people are already talking about, you know, could he be considered one of the greats of the game after just this rookie campaign? I think a lot of credit needs to be talked about that 17 play, 92 yard drive in that last game that took off 9 minutes, you know, off the clock for Washington, being able to control something like that. Like Jaden Daniels, again, the cardiac kid has been, you know, said all around DC. And I said this earlier, you know, with all the shows I'm going on, I said, because the Commanders are the team you do not want to take to the end. Because if you do, they, one, can control the clock. And then, two, they know how to win in pressure situations. And, you know, everyone kind of reverts back to that Hail Mary against Chicago. With sorry, Bears fans, I know it's been a completely different team since that time. But, you know, I think really that was when the Commanders got to show the world, like, never give up on them. And so I think this game against Detroit, though on paper, yes, Detroit's talented. You know, I know St. Brown and Gibbs, and they have so many weapons. But, again, if it's a close game, the Commanders are a team who can be poised under pressure because they've done it time and time again and know how to win close matchups. And Jaden Daniels is the face of that, never being unfazed. So super excited for this matchup. Again, there's going to be a large traveling party to Detroit. We see fans, you know, buying back into what this team is selling. And all you see around D.C. right now is Jaden Daniels jerseys. I mean, everybody is believing in this young kid. I'm going to call him a young kid. This young man who has put the nation's capital on his back.
That's that kid, Jaden.
That kid. And he, man, he likes that moniker too, because he doesn't say a lot. But, you know, when you kind of kid him about, man, yeah, the nickname, oh, man, I like it. I like that kid, Dio. And he is so humble for such a superstar young man.
Great kid.
In his mid-20s. He doesn't act that way, doesn't talk that way. You know, he's full of respect for everybody. If it's a fan, if it's media, whoever, does a fantastic job. And talk about fantastic jobs, you always do, Kelsey. Thanks so much for joining us, and we appreciate your time and insights every time we get a chance to bring you on here on the Big 870.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to seeing you out in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All righty, that's Kelsey Nicole Nelson. You can follow her on Listen In with KNN. She is the DC Sports Media Person of the Year and also works for Fox Sports.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.